KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's mostly cloudy and 63 degrees. We look for scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning, although most of those have dissipated and moved away. And a high around 79 degrees with partly cloudy skies by this afternoon. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with a check of the news brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. The Iowa Department of Public Health reports this morning that there have been two additional deaths attributed to COVID-19 statewide since 10 a.m. Sunday for a total of 1,112 and 497 additional positive cases for a total of 64,599. Persons with pre-existing medical conditions made up for 778 of the deaths, while 598 of the total number of deaths took place at a long-term care facility. Since the beginning of the outbreak, there have been a total of 46,652 persons who have recovered from the virus, and an additional 3,346 negative test results from Sunday for a total of 555,836 since testing began. A total of 632,398 individuals have been tested for COVID-19, and the combined positivity rate, including antigen tests, remains at 10.2%. Here in the KJAN listening area, three counties reported increases in positive COVID-19 test results. Adair and Guthrie counties have two new cases each for a total of 51 in Adair County and 173 in Guthrie County. Pottawatomie County has 13 new cases, and Montgomery County reports one additional death for a total there of five. There are 299 Iowans hospitalized with coronavirus as of this morning. IDPH reported 85 patients in intensive care. There are 46 patients on ventilators in the state. 23 were admitted to the hospital since 10 a.m. on Sunday, and 23 patients remain on the ventilators. In the western Iowa, southwest Iowa, seven patients are hospitalized with COVID-19. Four remain in an ICU, and there were no new admissions to area hospitals and two patients on ventilators. There remains 37 coronavirus outbreaks affiliated with Iowa's long-term care facilities and 1,184 positive cases, 697 recoveries within those facilities. You can take a look at the latest positive case numbers for southwest and western Iowa counties from Cass and their surrounding counties in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The numbers on Iowa's online coronavirus tracker varied widely this past weekend because of a maintenance problem with the site. The IDPH reported Saturday morning that 1,108 Iowans had died from COVID-19. Later that same day, the number of deaths dropped to 894 before rebounding Saturday evening to 1,109. Several other key statistics also fluctuated on the state website Saturday. DPH spokeswoman Amy McCoy said that the problem caused by a maintenance upgrade to the state website appears to have been finally fixed. Officials of the Red Oak Community School District and Montgomery County Public Health Department said Saturday that a member of the Red Oak Community School District tested positive for COVID-19. The district is working with Montgomery County Public Health to conduct contact tracing. Anyone who has been in close contact with the individual who tested positive will be notified by Montgomery County Public Health. The case is apparently with regard to the Red Oak Elementary School, and school officials said the district was awaiting preliminary contact tracing results and guidance from the Montgomery County Public Health before determining the next steps. Here's a reminder from the station where your friends are. On Wednesday, September 2nd, the Cass County Local Food Policy Council is hosting a mobile food pantry through the Food Bank for the Heartland at the Cass County Community Center from 4 until 6 p.m. or as supplies last. There is no charge, and anyone in need is welcome to visit the mobile pantry. No documentation is needed. People from surrounding towns and communities are also welcome. Visitors are asked to arrive after 3 p.m. You'll enter on Fair Avenue, and traffic will be directed by volunteers. Again, that's at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. For more information on local food, farmers markets, and food access, simply follow the Cass County Local Food Policy Council's Facebook page at Cass County Local Food. One person was injured during a collision Saturday afternoon in Red Oak. Authorities say Red Oak police responded to the scene at around 4 p.m. A 2019 Hyundai driven by 39-year-old Bradley Tracy of Emerson was southbound on 3rd Street and failed to stop at a controlled intersection with Corning Street. Tracy's vehicle entered the intersection and collided with a 2018 Nissan Versa driven by a 63-year-old Calissa Origin of Red Oak. Red Origin suffered minor injuries and was transported to Montgomery County Hospital by Red Oak EMS. Police cited Tracy for failure to obey the stop sign. A traffic stop at around 8:05 p.m. Saturday in Red Oak resulted in an arrest. Police say 57-year-old Rogelio Hernandez of Red Oak was arrested for driving while barred. Hernandez was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $2,000 bond. Elsewhere in state news, Des Moines raised $38.1 million in the first year of a one-cent sales tax increase, but officials expect that to decline significantly in the next year because of the coronavirus pandemic. City officials said sales tax revenue will decline because the retail and travel industries have been hit hard by restrictions related to the coronavirus. Typically, spending by visitors accounts for roughly one-third of the city's annual sales tax revenue. Mayor Frank Conti said the new sales tax that took effect in July of 2019 helped the city make progress on projects that had previously been delayed because of a lack of funding. In our funeral announcements, Richard Melvin Rich Hobson, age 71, of Albert Lea, Minnesota, formerly of Oakland and Sydney, died Thursday at the University of Minnesota Hospital following a sudden cardiac event. Memorial service for Richard Rich Hobson will be held tomorrow at 3 o'clock at the Oakland Community Building. Reconvened Funeral Home of Oakland is assisting the family, along with the Bonrup Funeral Service in Albert Lea, Minnesota. Winifred Ruth Justice Lemaster, age 88, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Hospice House in Omaha. A private graveside service for Winifred Lemaster will be held Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Griswold Cemetery. Reconvened Funeral Home is in charge of the services. Lorraine Williams, age 97, of Grant, died Friday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Lorraine Williams will be held Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Messina Baptist Church. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Wayne Walter, age 99, of Jefferson, died Friday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Public graveside services for Wayne Walter will be this Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Garner Cemetery, 2 miles south of Bridgewater on County Road N51. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. Bernard Stein, age 76, of Harlan, died Friday. Services for Bernard Stein are pending for a later date at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. I'm Rick Henson reporting.